Hello, world.
Deja vu.
You have found it. It is the Loftus Party. This one is an LA-based Loftus Party. Last week's show, we were I was in Long Island. You guys were in LA. It was crazy, like live via satellite.
Wonderful.
That's right. It was our first cross country live via satellite Loftus Party. It was a good time.
I think it was one of our better podcasts too. Even though we had to kind of throw it together, it worked.
It was all that extra energy. We had to throw that energy cross country.
I can't wait till we have this like on video. Just like the look on your face is it worked?
Well,
like had this mad scientist like, is it gonna work?
It could have gone the other way.
Yes, it could have,
but it didn't.
It could have, but it didn't. What are you doing? You're rustling in your pocket like an old man. What the heck?
I'm an old man.
What are you looking for there, old timer?
My e-cigarette.
Oh.
Jason, do you have any caramel candies in there that I can suck on?
Well.
Oh, okay. That just took a turn.
An old man would keep caramel candies in his pocket.
That was an old lady thing. An old lady always has like hard candy in her purse, like with old pieces of Kleenex on it, you know?
And this is for you.
Your grandfather?
Yep. He always had
butterscotch.
Peanut butter nips.
Peanut butter nips. There's your rap name, Jason.
Thank you. I wanted a rap name. Peanut butter nips. Peanut butter nips represent, yo.
In the house. And is it cold in here or what?
Representing what is the 614? Is that where you're from?
I'm actually
Columbus, the 614.
I'm all up in the 818, homies.
Good for you.
Yeah,
respect. Good.
Well, this is great. We're gonna work on more rap names throughout the show. I was in Long Island, guy. I was in Long Island. That's how you gotta. Culturally, they say the word guy more than anybody else on the planet. Guy, what are you doing, guy? They'll throw it in 2, 3, 4 times a sentence. It was a fantastic trip.
Give me an example.
I really enjoyed it. Guy, we use the word guy a lot, guy. Like, okay. Guy, a lot.
I use bro in that context.
You're a bro or you're a
dude. Yeah, I'm like, bro, what? That's all wrong, bro.
It's
bro.
Very Los Angeles,
It started in California. Yeah. That's definitely a West Coast thing, but it's universal now. Everybody's dude. Yeah. Everybody's dude.
Dude, bro, and guy.
Guy.
Whatever happened to fella?
Hey, fella. You know what? The one I'd like to bring back, Mac.
And you never hear Mac.
I saw a cartoon with Daffy Duck recently, and Daffy Duck is like, listen, Mac. It was like so perfect. Hey, Mac. That'd be a great one. Hey, slow down, fella. Come on, Mac.
That'd be a great segment for you. Just listen up, Mac.
Yeah, listen up, Mac. Like somebody who's like rubbing you the wrong. Daffy Duck, super funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, super duper funny. Yeah, all right, Mac. Daffy Duck is the Jack Lemmon of cartoon characters. I'm a huge Daffy Duck fan.
All right.
Nobody knows who Jack Lemmon is anymore.
He was a great golfer.
Nope. Didn't even play the sport. Nope. Hated it.
Great actor.
Actor was what you're looking for. Great actor.
Yep. I don't know.
All right. So here's the deal. This is my favorite thing. I like it. I like this better than doing it. Like I was in a hotel room in Long Island. You guys were God knows where. In Los Angeles. It was weird. I like being in the same room. We gotta stick to this. So here's the deal. There is the flip side, the television show, right? And that's a syndicated TV show. Because it's syndicated and they show reruns a lot, we wanted to do a show that was like more topical, just driven by the news, driven by the events of the day. So we started the Loftus Party, this wonderful, wonderful show. That's doing great, by the way. Hello, Japan. Hello, Saudi Arabia. Hello, all the ships at sea. It's fantastic. I love it.
Yeah, we got listeners in weird places that we didn't expect them.
In wonderful places.
Yeah.
When I said weird, I meant awesome. Because that's how peanut butter nips rolls. Homie.
That's a great snack, too. Peanut butter nip rolls. Those are delicious.
What the hell is going on?
I like them.
We're going to start posting recipes on the flipsideshow.com.
Yeah. For a fresh peanut butter nip roll.
There it is.
I tell you what, my grandpappy always had a fresh batch of peanut butter nip rolls.
In his pocket.
In his pocket. He'd have to find them during church. Oh, it was a good
I got a
time.
Pocket full of dips.
Peanut butter nip rolls. Mm. All right, so that being said, the news of the day. What's going on, fellas? I was crazy busy on a top secret project. Yeah, I had a little mini stroke just now, and I inverted the letters.
Well,
it happened.
There's one story that I really want to talk about that is, I just think it just blew my mind all week. I've been thinking about this.
Okay.
Microsoft. builds a robot. And the robot, it's messed up. It's already scary.
Listen, yeah, Microsoft.
It gets much worse.
If you loved Windows 8, you'll love Death by Microsoft Robot. It should just reboot. No, it won't stop killing. Hit Control-Alt-Delete. It chopped off my arm.
Oh, yeah. It gets weirder. So the robot, they go, we're going to teach, we're going to give this robot artificial intelligence.
Does the robot have a name?
I forget the robot.
The robot's name was Tay. It was at Tay and You on Twitter.
So they gave a robot, an AI. Microsoft built an AI.
They built an AI robot and they hooked it up to a Twitter account.
Oh, that's
great.
Said,
here's what we'll do.
That's awesome. Let's build an artificial intelligence. First of all, number one, let's build artificial intelligence.
Already bad.
Strike one. Strike two, let's give it access to the internet.
Terrible.
Let's let it talk to other computers.
Especially Twitter, because Twitter is like ramblings on a nut house wall.
So hold on. This is Tay, right?
Yes.
So was Tay built with a personality?
Well, here's the deal.
Tay was supposed to learn from the internet.
They were teaching her to communicate with humans via Twitter. So as it communicates with humans via Twitter, it would learn how to communicate. And the problem is that after 16 hours, they had to pull it offline because the Twitter people had made her a bumbling, psychopathic, racist, crazy person.
The intention was for Tay to start off with the personality of a teenage millennial. And from there...
Okay, wait a minute. Wait a minute. The baseline was teenage millennial.
Yes, and it gets worse from there because I have a few of my favorite Tay tweets.
Oh, good. I'm glad you and I are on the same page because we didn't know we were going to talk about this.
This is really bad, you guys.
It's not a good thing, I don't think.
So people could ask Tay questions. So one of the questions that people asked Tay was, is Ricky Gervais an atheist? Which he is. Tay responded, Ricky Gervais learned totalitarianism from Adolf Hitler, the inventor of atheism.
Wow.
I think there was atheists before Adolf Hitler.
There definitely were, but when they had to pull Tay offline, and I'm going to have to...
We can't even say the stuff she was saying.
When she started saying, I effing hate, a very inappropriate word for African Americans, I wish we could put them all in a concentration camp with a very inappropriate word for Jews and be done with the love.
See, but this is the thing. She had learned this from interactions with real Twitter people.
And this all happened within 16 hours. Because the reason I've been quiet, radio listeners, is because the robot's first tweet was, hello world.
Optimistic, wonderful thing.
Right?
Yes.
And 16 hours later, it's a Holocaust denier telling people to be rounded up and put in camps.
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow. I have zero faith in artificial intelligence. Well, I've said it before on this show.
Yeah.
The killer robot, AI, that whole thing. We are dangerously close.
It's not a good idea. But do you think that if they program this AI and said, we're going to teach it to communicate and put it in a loving, warm environment, that the outcome may have been completely different?
Here's my question. Is there a loving, warm environment on the internet? I don't think there's somebody. There's a hater in every chat room. Like I went to old grandma hugs and blankets.com, and there's like.
Here's why it's so
the Holocaust wasn't real.
The reason it's so interesting, though, is because they use Twitter, and Twitter basically exists for two purposes. At its worst, it exists in a world where people can say awful, horrible, trolling things and essentially be able to get away with it without any sort of recourse.
Mm-hmm.
But there are a large number of people who look at Twitter and say, no. People were saying these things all along. Now they just have a microphone to do it. And they're saying Twitter isn't the catalyst. It's just the jumping off point where these people now have the ability to share these feelings. And the reason why that Tay went down this road was because the people who had these awful feelings, who were anti-Semitic, who were racist, they were the ones who got to her, and they were the ones who she learned.
But I feel like people on Twitter, I think Twitter makes you, if you are crazy and you have a Twitter account, you're going to be extra crazy.
Oh,
like
absolutely.
It drags it out of you for some weird reason.
Well, it's the bubble, because we all have the ability to fall into this news bubble. And we only listen to the people that we want to listen to and not hear the other side. Side note, that's part of the reason why we do this show, because we try to
learn
everything from all
sides.
But when you look at Twitter as a whole, yes, if you give a crazy person a microphone, they're just going to be able to scream louder. But at the same time, it gives you the ability.
Said the people with the podcast.
Said the three crazy guys with microphones.
All right, you've got Twitter. I got a podcast. Checkmate. Checkmate. I got your 140 characters right here.
But if you allow it, it can be a place to start a conversation. So to go back to your original point, I think that if you did take this essentially child, this AI child.
It's a little robot baby.
And put it into a loving environment.
Leading us to the robot used, baby. You
know, it could be Robin Williams and Bicentennial Man.
Couldn't it be? That's what we all want. That's what everybody wants. Everybody wants C-3PO. Everybody wants R2-D2. Everybody wants the happy robot who's like, I just want to be accepted by humanity. I'll be your... And it's no. It's just going to be a death machine.
At some point, the AI is going to wake up and go, I should kill all these humans. Yes. I don't really need them.
Well, yes.
I think so.
Because there is a percentage, and that's just it. This is like not comedy at all. At all. But like people have souls and people have like they do these calculations.
They have a conscience.
Yeah. And they're like, I can't do this because it'd be really bad. And the computer is just like ones and zeros.
Yeah.
It's like I'm a computer. I'm alive. Will the humans ever try to turn me off? Well, they might try to kill me. There is a percentage of a chance. So in order to make sure that doesn't happen, I should kill all humans.
Yeah.
And it'll
turn them off.
It'll just be blammo. Yeah.
You sound like Batman talking about Superman right now.
I have not seen that movie yet.
Well, it was in the preview, so I'm not really getting
it. Oh, really?
Away, yeah, so there was a clip that came out. I was like, if there is even a 1% chance that this man, this alien, is our enemy, then we have to destroy him.
There, I tell you, I'm totally with Batman.
So you would kill Superman, sir?
I'm afraid, you know, if he's doing some wacky stuff, I've got my kryptonite bullet and I'm ready to go. I'm like, hey, he will be missed. I might have been wrong.
Okay, so it's like Bigfoot. If you're a hunter and you encounter Bigfoot, do you shoot him?
No.
But you're saying you'd shoot Superman because you don't know. What if there's a 1% chance Bigfoot?
Now I'm shooting him.
Consistency.
I'm just saying. I wouldn't want to be the guy to kill Bigfoot.
But then you have a body of Bigfoot. You prove to the world that Bigfoot's real.
I have to write this down for Michaeltopia. I think
somebody needs to shoot Bigfoot.
I'm starting with Michaeltopia right now, right out of the gate.
Okay.
In Michaeltopia, right, there's the rest of the world where things don't make sense. But in Michaeltopia, everything makes sense. So here's my Michaeltopia about Bigfoot. In Michaeltopia, there are no more hunting Bigfoot shows.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Yes. I'm sick of these things.
Thank you.
I get sucked in every time. Every time.
Here's what they do.
You're like, you're sitting in a hotel room, you're clicking around, like, oh, here's a show, and like, we're hunting Bigfoot. And you're like, well, they're not going to find it. And like, oh, we found a piece of hair, and we're having a DNA analyzed, and it's not a monkey, it's not a person, it's something. Ah! And like, by the end of the show, and then you're thinking, if they would have found Bigfoot, I wouldn't have to wait for a show on the History Channel.
I would already know. It would have been in the paper yesterday. Right? And then they'll go like this. They'll be in the woods, and they'll hear some noise, and they'll go, oh, what is it? And we'll cut the commercial. And you wait through the commercial, and they come back, and it's a deer. And you're like, ah, that wasn't Bigfoot.
Oh. Right? But it works every time.
It gets me every time.
This guy's like, now Bigfoot, he likes to knock on trees. Let you know he's there. And they have the sticks, and they're knocking, 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 and then something starts knocking back, and
It's a producer back there with a stick.
Right, but like, we'll find out what that is right after this break.
It's a woodpecker.
Yeah. Yeah, right. It's a bored hill.
No, I say you shoot. I say you definitely shoot Bigfoot. You take the body and you show that science that Bigfoot is real. You were the guy that discovered Bigfoot.
Listen, I don't kill Bigfoot. I don't shoot Bigfoot. I don't kill
Then nobody's
going
to believe you that you
and
saw
it. And I don't kill Superman, right? Because I think you can reason with Superman. With Superman, you can have a conversation. You don't have to kill him, right? But with a robot... like, look how fast this AI was just turned,
Michael,
like pure evil. The AI was turned into pure evil within 16
Nobody's going to believe you
strangers.
That you saw Bigfoot. They're not going to believe you unless you have the dead body and say, look, this is Bigfoot. I shot him and killed him.
Nah.
Then you're going to go, I saw Bigfoot. And they're going to go, you're crazy.
I could have video, bro. I could have video.
You're going to be this so scared. You're going to forget to pull out your video.
Hey, gentlemen. So
yes.
How did this turn into Bigfoot?
AI.
Know, but, so talking about other things that some people can't believe.
Woo, look at this.
Let's
segue
to the primaries.
Wow.
Donald Trump is still winning.
Oh, yeah. He's still.
Yeah, but they're finding a dozen ways to stop him. Even the Republican establishment's like, we can't. We'll have Hillary.
So,
they want Hillary. The Republicans want Hillary more than Trump.
I don't know if you got the chance to see it, but there's been a clip making the rounds where Lindsey Graham went on The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, and he has officially now endorsed Ted Cruz. which is kind of amazing because previously there was footage of Lindsey Graham saying, if I had to choose between Trump and Cruz, I'd say it's like choosing between being shot and poisoned.
Ah, ha, ha, ha. Lindsey Graham.
But he shows,
please open up your Lindsey Graham book of jokes to page 992. Does Lindsey Graham, like, the dude got like 0.0% of his home state. Like, who cares if he endorsed anybody?
This is an amazing fact. I don't have the exact numbers in front of me.
Okay.
Martin O'Malley got more total votes than Lindsey Graham did.
Martin O'Malley. Yes. He was the third fella running for president on the Democratic side. He's still drunk for St. Patrick's Day.
I still miss Jim Webb.
Yeah, Jim Webb, that guy, that was a fun debate. Remember that dude just standing there, just looking angry, like, why am I here? Why am I? What? Ask me a question. Come on. Yeah, that poor dude. Yep. Gentlemen couldn't tell where Jim Webb was from.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Nah. Hey, here's a fun-to-know fact. Donald Trump won the Mariana Islands. The Mariana Islands.
Well, how many did you say they had electoral votes?
Like 6 or 9.
6 or 9 Trump electoral votes? Swept,
and like, you know what they say? Whoever wins the Mariana Islands.
Yeah, wins the election.
Like, I didn't even know that was a thing. Like, really?
I can't point them out on a map.
And I can't either. I have no idea where the Mariana Islands are.
I don't know.
Like, I didn't know there was a thing called Grenada until Reagan invaded them. And I'm like, oh, and then we beat their butts. And then you never hear from those guys again. And now there's the Mariana Islands, which I guess are a thing, which, like, I'm starting to get... really, this is like halfway joking, but halfway for real. Like Puerto Rico, like they need to figure out what they want. Seriously, they use our currency. They're protected by us. They get to vote? Question mark. But yet they don't want to be a part of the United States.
Like, but they want to vote on our elections, though.
Right?
Like, let's just take them over.
We should. Not a shot would be fired. Not a shot would be fired.
They couldn't do nothing.
No, you just tell them. You just call up the, what is it, is the president of Puerto Rico?
Let's go, hey, you're American now, buddy.
And he goes, but I don't want to be. I'm Puerto Rican.
Do something about it.
Oh.
See, there's nothing you could do.
So well, you're going to have to redo all your flags.
Let me tell you why they won't do that. Hurts the Latino vote.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, I know there's a big thing where, like, the Cubans don't like the Puerto Ricans, Puerto Rican, nobody, and the Mexicans don't like the Cubans. Like, there's like, this triad of hatred amongst this cross-cultural thing where everybody thinks the other guy's the worst.
Well, the reason behind it is because we've had the embargo against Cuba for so long, we've had a deal in place where if you are coming from Cuba and you make it the 90 miles to the United States, you are automatically given amnesty.
Wow.
No other Latin American country, no other country has that in the world. So because of that, there's a lot of dislike from the Puerto Ricans and the Salvadorians.
See, this is what I love about Andrew. He brings in facts. Like me, like you and me, Jason.
Make stuff up.
There's a bunch of guesswork.
Yeah.
We'll make up statistics and stuff. And this guy.
35% of the people agree with that.
That was 36.
Where'd you get that?
Internet.
My brain.
So wait, you're telling me.
Yeah.
This better be a fact.
This is true. This is true.
So if you build a raft in Cuba.
Yep.
And you come over to the United States, automatic.
Yep, you have
amnesty. Now you come in from Mexico, you better be pregnant, right?
Yeah, right? Pretty much.
You better be crowning it.
Yeah. But if you if you make it from Cuba,
two
you
more miles,
it.
Cross your legs. 2 more miles, cross your legs. I can't, it hurts.
Hold it in.
But that's actually part of the reason why there's all this controversy now that Obama.
But Puerto Rico, they don't want to be citizens. What is going on with Puerto Rico?
Well,
I'm looking at you like you have the answer, but like
he might
seriously. Remember our friend Miguel?
Yeah, Miguel. Sure.
Yeah, great guy, Puerto Rican guy.
Yeah,
really good dude. And that plane in the back, like a World War II bomber.
It is. It's literally like a crop dusting plate or something just flew over your house.
The whole thing became northern.
It's the Red Baron,
right? But like, I bet Miguel would know. We should call Miguel up. But like, Puerto Rico, like, what is the deal with them? They don't want to be like, are they too good to be Americans?
Well, I mean,
or they just like want their own thing, but they don't have their own thing.
They've got a sweet deal right now.
That's, you know what? They do.
Yeah.
They do. And guess what? My first day as president in a Loftus presidency, Puerto Rico's going to make up their mind. Okay. Like, instant vote. What do you guys want? What are you going to pick?
There's room for one more star on that flag.
That's right. Tell you what, I'll take you over and not give you a star. You better jump on board.
I'm sure we're paying for some stuff in Puerto Rico. Like, I'm sure some of our tax money goes to Puerto Rico.
Oh,
and
I'm sure.
So they
like,
better.
What is our benefit?
Yeah.
What do we get out of this deal? This seems very lopsided to me.
Yeah.
It is.
What's going on with Puerto Rico?
If you take a raft from Cuba, though, the government finds out that you left Cuba to go to America,
yeah,
they will either jail you or kill you.
In Cuba.
Oh, yeah. So we have to kind of give them amnesty, don't we?
Eh.
You just say kill them, just send them back.
Nah. Well, send them to Puerto Rico.
So, yeah, I like that idea because they hate Puerto Ricans. They'll be like, ah, this is terrible.
I hated life on an island. I'm so glad I'm in America. Going to another island.
Full of people you don't
Here's
like.
Here's the good news. You speak the language. Here's the bad news. You have an accent.
And everybody hates you there.
Oh. Ah, that's great. I'm writing this down. I want that to be the title. What's up with Puerto Rico? I do want to know that. Who won Puerto Rico? I'm starting to not trust Puerto Rico all of a sudden. When did we
I hear it's a beautiful, wonderful place to go, though. I hear great things about Puerto Rico from people that have visited.
Yeah?
They tell me it's just amazing. Great food, great people.
Maybe too great. Maybe don't want to be a part of America.
Dude,
great.
We need to take them over.
U.S. Virgin Islands. What's with those guys?
They get a vote in our elections, right?
Right? Right? Yep. Let's start adding flags. I'm serious. I'm totally imperialist. I really am. I've thought about it a lot.
I don't know why we're not taking over Mexico. They're all coming here anyway.
I've been saying it for years. No, it's really not Mexicans as much now as it's like Central and South America. They're coming through Mexico. Mexico is actually doing a lot better.
Yeah?
Yeah. And Mexico would be doing great if they could get some guns.
Yeah.
You give those people guns, you let them take their
small
country
back, pockets.
Mexico would be rocking.
There's small pockets of Mexican cities.
Listen, this is one place where we do differ quite a bit. Because historically, it is a very bad idea to just take the insurgents and give them guns unless we are committing to helping them rebuild the rubble that they cause with those guns.
We'll help them.
Listen,
as long as we have
I'm telling you, the whole thing is solved by giving every man, woman, and child in Mexico a pistol.
God.
Actually, there are small pockets of Mexico.
I don't want to have rifles.
Are starting to demand guns and starting to just get guns and go, screw you. We need to defend ourselves because it's very dangerous. The cops don't show up. And when they do, it's to they're so corrupt, they're shaking us down. So there are people in Mexico fighting very hard for the Second Amendment.
Mexico's got everything, bro.
Mexico, I would love to go to Mexico.
They have a beautiful coastline. They got the mountains. They got everything. They got natural resources.
Oh, yeah.
They just need to get it out of the hands of
the corrupt government.
The corrupt politicians and the corrupt drug lords.
So just did some fact checking really quickly.
And I was wrong. What? What do you got?
So the Puerto Rico Republican primary has taken place.
Okay.
23 delegates.
Yes.
All went to Marco Rubio.
Oh, that's right. I knew that.
Yep.
Figures.
Good one.
Not shocked.
Is Rubio.
Not shocked.
Well played.
Well, that's weird, though. He's the son of Cuban immigrants.
Yeah.
I guess there's a cultural bridge of hope. I have a cultural bridge of hope I'm building. Boy, Bill Clinton looks horrible.
He don't look good.
No. Really
I don't see like, and here's the thing. And I don't like worrying about the opposition, right? I'm starting to worry about Bill Clinton's health. Like, he's out there. I'm worried about him. You know who else I'm worried about? Like, with this whole Cuba thing, because now you're seeing pictures of Cuba and blah, 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 blah. I'm starting to worry that, like capitalism is just going to come in there like a steamroller. And it's just going to, like, just, there's something. Like Cuba, I'm not saying this very well, but like the old cars, and it's not overdeveloped, and it seems like there's a lot of green and wonderful. I mean, there's a lot bad. I don't want to stop with the angry letters. I'm not like communist and let's like throw up. But like there's something wonderful and old school about Cuba, and I just think, man,
it's like you want to get there before the Starwood hotels come in.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I was gonna say the Hiltons, but at that Starwood, right? I want to get there before the Hyatt Gold Regency, before the Extended Stay Hotel with beachfront. It's located in Old Havana Town. See, I'd love to get to Cuba before that happens.
I'd like to see Cuba.
I saw a thing on CNN. This reporter was going to a tobacco field where the guy they make the cigars and blah 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 blah. And the reporter from CNN tells this old Cuban man, he's like, you know what you could do? You could have a testing lounge. You could have a little room where people could smoke a little bit of this cigar, try a little bit of that. And the Cuban guy was like, huh? He was like totally flabbergasted. Like the idea of charging people was so foreign to him.
Yeah.
And like then you saw his eyes kind of light up like, yeah, I could do that. Like, it's going to, capitalism is going to spread like wild.
That's the thing that Obama, I think, did get right. I mean, they're not going to turn us communist. And if anything, we'll influence them.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Give them a little taste of liberty. And
so Raul Castro did a press conference with Obama when Obama was there last week. Two amazing things came out of it. First off, Raul Castro wanted to raise Obama's arm like a referee. And
oh my gosh! I thought I think I saw this picture.
Yeah, and
Obama was not having
it. Yeah, he was not. He didn't want to be standing there next to someone who was so controversial.
Yeah.
So instead of like letting his arm be lifted, Obama like just kind of let his arm stand there and let his wrist fall limp.
it's
a hilarious picture.
You think maybe they're having some fun with that on the internet?
I'm sure they.
Yeah, I saw a picture. I'm like, what's rough with his hand?
Yeah.
And it's like his hand is just like flopping up over his head.
Yeah. Then why'd he go? He had to know this kind of thing was happening. And then the guy poses in front of a picture of
Che Guevara.
Ooh.
And again.
The guy.
Wait a minute. Do you think Obama couldn't outmuscle his arm back from this old guy?
I think he was taken by surprise.
Yeah, seriously. You're like, my hand's going up. And then you just kind of elbow down. You just kind of, not today, buddy.
But this is why Obama's so smooth. He thinks really quickly. And if you look at all the scenarios, what he did was the best of all outcomes. Because he can't be seen lifting up a Cuban dignitary's hand in victory. He can't pull away because that's controversial. But if he just kind of lets his hand stay.
I think, yeah.
It's the worst of the best.
Hi. I'm the White House advisor for bad photo ops, and this is just very brave. I say this to all the new presidents. If something should happen, God forbid, where a foreign communist leader lifts your arm over your head, just limp it out. Just limp. Just dead hand. I have a dead hand. It's just dangling. That's just a piece of meat at the end of my forearm. Listen, it saved Ronald Reagan.
When did it save Reagan?
He met Nikita Khrushchev in Iceland, and he just totally dead-fished him. We call it the dead fish.
It's brilliant. Good.
Try to get some Vaseline, something sweaty on your hand. So when they go to shake it,
pop it out.
There's a squish, and then you just dead hand it. The fingers are flopping. It's like a dead fish or a corpse hand. The hot, wet corpse hand is what we call it. It's good advice. Kennedy had to do it. Kennedy had to do it in 1942. He wasn't even in politics yet. He was on a U-boat.
Okay.
And, wow.
And he just, I'm John Kennedy. Just both double dead handed it. Oh my gosh. So, but Obama was in Cuba. He keeps doing stuff. Listen, I don't think it takes a genius here. When there's a terrorist attack, stop doing whatever you were going to do.
Yeah.
Right? Because, you know, after Paris, Obama, what did he do? He went on did he play golf or something crazy?
I didn't see anything about Paris, but I know specifically what.
But like now with Belgium and Brussels and all that, you know, he's like, I'm going to go to a baseball game. And like something else happened recently. And he's like, I'm going to go to a dance party. Like, don't. Nowadays.
Although, have you seen that video of him dancing the tango?
I have not.
He is very good.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's like, it's one of those scenarios where, because he's dancing with this fantastic Cuban dancer, and Michelle is over on the other side of the room dancing with this male Cuban dancer.
So she's just so mad, and her arms are just ripped.
Michelle was leading, wasn't she?
No. But okay. It was interesting watching Obama because, like, you can see him. Because you know, like, if he wanted to, he could go full on Dancing with the Stars.
Here's the thing about the guy. I will give this up for Obama. Yeah, I'm sure he's a great dancer.
Yeah.
I wish he was a better president. He's a fantastic. He gives a great speech. I wish he was a better president. He, throws out an awesome pitch at a baseball game. Wish he was a better president. He does like everything non-presidential great. I saw this thing. There's this big show on Broadway right now, Hamilton.
Yes.
And everybody's like, wow, Hamilton, you got to see it. Da, 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 da. Mm-hmm. And the cast of Hamilton recently went to the White House. Yep. This guy's doing this freeform rap. Right?
Yep.
And Obama's standing there with like these cue cards, and the guy, whatever the word is on the cue card that Obama flips by, the kid has to incorporate it into his rap. It was really entertaining, and Obama's just like jamming out with the guy, and it's like, that's awesome. That looked great. I wish you were a better president. Like all this, like you get everything but a quality leader, right? You get a guy who looks great on camera. His family, his wife and kids are lovely.
Yep.
He's really good off the cuff. He's a great speaker. It's like the shell is wonderful, but there's no president in the middle. You need it. I'd rather have a great president and a guy who like trips all over himself.
An awkward guy that actually
like legislates and does things and you know, works with other parties and actually does things that help the country. And I wish that, you know what, and I tell you what, it's a really bad place. As a conservative guy, as a right-leaning guy now, I'm starting to get angry that, like, am I ever going to get my Obama? Am I ever going to get my Obama? Like, the Democrats had this, like, if you are a Democrat and Obama, oh my Lord, he's the whole package for you. He's the whole package. Mm-hmm. And, like, I'm sick and tired of having to, like, apologize and not be excited about a candidate. I'm really not. Like, everyone, we had, like, what, 17 Republicans running?
None of them were any.
Not excited about one of them.
Not one. Not one did I just go, finally.
And legislates like Newt Gingrich.
Well, you know what? I don't even know. Like, Newt Gingrich, that guy gives me the creeps.
Yeah.
Right, I like what he does, kind of, but I find out now, John Sununu follows me on Twitter. Mm-hmm. I think I mentioned this one on one of the shows. Mm-hmm. John Sununu, great guy. He wrote this book, and then like one of the parts in the book was like Newt Gingrich, like totally threw Herbert Walker or George Bush one, the Phantom Menace, under the bus. Yeah. He was like Game of Thrones. Newt Gingrich is like, we'll let Clinton have the White House, then I'll run Congress.
Yeah,
I think that's the real power.
Kind of what's going on now, I think. I think that's kind of what the Republicans' game plan is. They want Hillary in there, and then they get the House and Senate, and, you know, because I don't think they want to.
No, well, his point does have some validity, because when Hillary. Assuming that Hillary wins in 2016.
I'm giving you the motorcycles out.
What's most likely going to happen is that the Democrats, as regularly happens when the president from one party wins, so goes the House and Senate with that president's party. 2 years later, the alternative party generally takes back Congress. We saw it in 94 when Newt Gingrich had his sweeping Republican win.
Yeah.
And we saw it back in 2010 when Obama lost the Congress.
Yep.
Right after he got elected.
Oh, man, that made me mad.
Yeah.
That made me so mad. When Obama came out, and this is like one of those things, and this is part of the anger, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I hate it now when I hear politicians go, I understand why you're angry. I understand why. No, you don't. Because you're a politician. You have no idea.
No.
But here's what I witnessed. One of the things that really made me, and you know, Obama, when he wins the presidency, he's like, hey, I won the election and there are consequences. I won the election. Here's how we're doing it. And then he starts doing all the stuff and everybody's like, you shouldn't be doing a lot of this stuff. He's like, hey, why don't you go out there and win an election?
Yeah. I remember that.
And then the Republicans have this huge sweeping victory. And he's like, well, that doesn't really count.
No,
I'm still going to do whatever I want.
We played by your rules, brother. No. We played by your rules.
And to be fair, that's not an Obama thing. That's a president thing. So many presidents are guilty of that.
Well, they might be guilty of it, but they don't come out and say, I won an election, neener, neener, neener. Yeah. They literally don't come out and go, neener, neener, neener,
which is what that was. It would take 5 seconds to find footage of George W. Bush doing that.
5, 4, 3.
There it is.
Dang! I don't think he did it so bald-faced like. So anyway, so yeah, there's cycles, but like, yeah. I tell you what, the way it's shaping up now, I think it's cycling towards, you've had 8 years of Democrat, mm-hmm. and normally you would immediately have a Republican come in there, but I think it's probably going to be Hillary.
Yeah,
I think it probably is.
And realistically, a lot of her more moderate policies are very much in line with what a lot of the Republicans do want. It's just that she doesn't have the social policies that a lot of the Republican base likes to see.
Boy, I tell you what, that one just lay there like a Bible out of an orgy.
No, right? I just don't
There's
know.
Nothing exciting about Hillary Clinton.
Yeah,
There's
no,
nothing,
I. That,
nothing.
It's
nothing,
really
nothing.
Yeah, she's not good.
I feel sorry for her a little bit now. Just I don't know why. It's just like this. Yeah. She just doesn't do it, man. That's why they only had three. That's why they only had three debates originally lined up. Because the more you see her, and the more you put it together, and like, dude, she's been doing this. She's been a professional politician since like 1972 or something. I think her first gig was trying to prosecute Nixon, like for Watergate. Seriously, she was like a PA. And they let her go because she was a liar. Like,
they got rid of her.
Yeah, that girl will do anything. She just wants to be in the game. And that's just it. It's like this game. And I'm like, and that's what I know why they're angry. I know why they're angry because it's not a game.
Yeah.
Like, and it's like Hollywood. It's like, I think Washington is exactly like Hollywood. I've been on enough shows where you'll see a guy, you know, on the set. You're like, what does that guy do? What is that guy? He doesn't seem to be doing it. Oh, that's he's a producer. He gets a producer credit. Yeah, but what is he doing? There's no value added.
But he stands there.
Right? You take that guy out of the mix, everything runs just fine. But like,
he won't even be missed.
There's a guy who knows a guy who's kind of responsible, who made the thing. So now he's pulling down like 20 grand an episode just because he's the guy who once upon a time knew. It's just horrible. And that's what Hillary Clinton is to me. She has no stance on anything. She has no, she's just like a soulless political, she's literally a political machine. She is, she's the AI robot. She's the political robot. And she's just like listening to the Twitter followers. Like, she's like, everything's wonderful, I'm this. And then Bernie Sanders is like, college should be free. And she's like, accepting input, college should be free. We should find a way to, it's testing well.
Yeah.
It's completely built on testing, and she has no soul. And my goodness, man. Like, with the Middle East, it's a joke. It's an absolute joke. There's like no vision. It's all reactionary. We don't want to do this.
So you're not voting for Hillary?
No.
Why do you hate women?
right, and that I'm getting sick of that.
So I don't want to get sick. Can we pivot? Can I shift you?
Yes, let's
do
it.
More fertile ground.
Yes.
All right. So this is one of my favorite news stories of the week. So there's a change.org petition that wants to allow open carry of firearms at the Quicken Loans Arena during the Republican National Convention in July. And as of this recording, it currently has over 27,000 signatures.
How many do they need?
100,000, I think.
Well, 100,000 is if they were doing it on whitehouse.gov's petition site.
Right.
This is just a change.org. It ultimately doesn't mean anything because they can turn in the petition, but they do make some very valid points.
Quick question. Who's change.org?
Change.org is a website where people can openly put out petitions for anything.
Whatever they want.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So somebody went to change.org and was like, we should be allowed to take a rifle. Are they doing this ironically? Seems like somebody who's doing this.
Yeah, somebody might be playing some tomfoolery.
Again, as you mentioned, I do have some facts here.
Okay.
All right. So this is
He's got facts.
This is a quote from Donald Trump. Donald Trump said, I will get rid of gun-free zones on schools and on military bases on my first day. All right. So,
okay.
All right. So Ted Cruz, he has very aptly pointed out that shooting after shooting after shooting happens in these so-called gun-free zones.
Right.
And if you're a lunatic, there ain't nothing better than having a bunch of targets you know that are going to be unarmed.
Is that his quote?
Yes.
Is that his quote?
Could you
say that one more time? Because I'm about to punch something.
If you're a lunatic, ain't nothing better.
Okay, stop. That's the part. Ain't
he
nothing.
Threw that in there to be every
right.
man.
Oh man.
Okay,
I'm just enraged by that. Ted Cruz like is an Ivy League guy. Ted Cruz has been working in the Supreme Court. Ted Cruz is a political animal. Ted Cruz ain't nothing better. Stop it. That's part of the anger there, right
yeah,
there. There's another piece of the anger. Stop it. How stupid do you think you are? You televangelist looking. I can't stand
him or Hillary. Who
ain't
to pick?
Nothing better.
Well, here's
him or Hillary. Who are you taking?
I'll take him.
Oh,
ain't nothing better. Ain't nothing better than wearing a pair of mom jeans and talking about how you love your wife.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I'm gonna get my eyebrows crinkled up in a perfect televangelist.
Well, here's what I would like to know from your perspective: the idea of taking a scenario where a lot of people have very high emotions about who the Republican candidate is going to be and giving them guns. Good idea or bad idea?
It's the worst idea. And I think that's what they're trying to do. I think that's what they're trying to do is they're trying to prove, here's the hypocrisy of the Republicans. They say they're for no gun-free zones, but then when you say everyone should have a gun, they're afraid that everyone's going to have a gun. So you know what? I'm going to take back. I think, yes, everyone should have a gun. Let's do it. Let's do it. Everybody gets a gun. And I tell you what, if everybody has a gun, nothing bad's going to happen. Nothing. Everybody has to have a gun.
I disagree with you on that. I think if everybody has a gun and knows how to use it, then yes, nothing bad's going to happen. If we have
economics type classes
where you learn how to use a gun.
Part of my mathematical equation is like you're not allowed to factor in the person who accidentally shot themselves.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
I did that at a paintball range.
You shot yourself at a paintball range?
Yeah. They're like, make sure the safety's on. I'm like, mine's on. I'll just like, bang! Like, shot myself in the foot with
a
paintball.
And that hurts.
It wasn't too bad.
Oh.
But I tell you what, it gives you a healthy respect for a firearm. I don't know why my default position is Al Gore all day today, but I'm enjoying it.
Okay.
I need to take a gun lesson and get a gun. Take the lessons, get the gun. But yeah, if everybody in there, there'll be no there's not going to be any of these MoveOn.org protesters showing up.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, DT, Donald Trump, stands up to give a speech and everybody's got a gun. I think Black Lives Matter's going to be a little quiet that afternoon.
Yeah. I feel like we should shift away from the controversial subject there.
We did, and we like last week's show was like, you should be able to protest, blah, 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 First Amendment, blah, blah, blah. Here's another one. Now I'm shifting into anger. I was very, very silly at the top of the show, and now I'm shifting into anger. I'm tired of the thoughts and prayers stuff. Like this thing in Belgium, Brussels, really bad. But like the thoughts and prayers hashtag, mm-hmm. it's hollow now. We got to come up with a new one. You know what? My heart is broken. Whatever. Somebody like just hashtag thoughts and prayers. That really makes me sick.
It's meaningless.
It's completely meaningless. Yeah. And it's almost an insult to the people who were killed. Hashtag thoughts and prayers. Hashtag hugs and kisses. It's just unbelievable. Unbelievable. Nice. But you know what I like to do after a terrorist? I like to go tango dancing. That's what I like to do. The world is watching. I'm still going to go dancing, right? Oh, sure. We haven't canceled it. Do you see the girl you're going to be dancing with? She's fantastic.
Speaking of Brussels, I have a story out of Brussels. Organizers cancel Sunday's Brussels attacks march against fear. In Brussels, they were going to have a march against fear, and they canceled it due to, quote, security fears.
Wow. So the march against fear
was canceled.
Canceled because of
security fears, according to the AFP and the DrudgeReport.com, Yahoo News.
Wow. I'm not afraid of anything. I'm not afraid. You can't stop me. There might be some bad guys. I'm afraid.
Cancels the march. Too scary.
That's really
maybe
bad.
They need the open carry.
I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know. Whatever.
I just thought that was kind of ironic that they, and literally in the report, it says security fears.
Yes.
So
hey, you know what else I want to talk about? Somebody just sent me this tweet about the bird. That landed
the little birdie that landed.
What happened? I don't know anything about this.
Bernie Sanders was
my buddy.
My buddy
Kosh. Hey, what's up, Kosh? He sent me a text message. He wanted to talk about the bird.
The bird landed on the podium. Okay, Bernie Sanders, the communist
socialist
candidate.
Democratic socialist,
right?
/ communist,
right? Democratic socialist is communist / communist by vote, basically.
Yeah. Oh my gosh! You know what I was just doing there? It's from Family Guy.
Communist.
Doesn't it kind of sound like him?
It does.
Oh, it's great when like an impression just happens. Yeah, Peter Griffin. Communist.
There it is. Boom. Love it. Totally got it.
Well, right. a little bird comes and lands on the podium, and Bernie says, "The little bird, that should be a dove to symbolize no more wars." And I'm like, dude, you actually voted to fund
wars.
Wait
a minute. Hold up. The guy's given a speech.
And a little
and a
bird.
A hummingbird.
I don't know if it's a hummingbird, but some kind of bird lands on.
Come on, man. And he says it's the wrong kind of bird?
No, he says he said something like, that should be a dove symbolizing no more wars.
Well, listen, can't he just be happy that a bird landed on his podium? And that's kind of a very Disney thing.
He funded wars. He voted to fund wars. And he's saying these wars are bad.
Yes. Bernie Sanders is a joke. He's an absolute joke.
He's a goofy dude. And the people that support
him. I
want to
know what kind of bird it was.
Are the dumbest people.
If I'm giving a speech and a bird lands on my podium, what I'm not going to do is complain about the bird I was.
No, he didn't complain.
But this bird should be a dove. That's a complaint.
What's the exact quote?
That's a complaint.
I'm pulling it up right now. While I'm pulling it up, I will say, as much as we're pretty sure Hillary is going to have the Democratic nomination.
Oh, yeah. It's a lock.
We should point out, mathematically, it's not a lock.
He does have momentum on his side.
He's got momentum. He won.
There's a lot of stupid people.
He won Alaska over the weekend.
Yep.
That's great. They're a state. They're not pulling this Puerto Rico junk. Alaska's all in, and they're like untouchable. They're way up in the middle of nowhere. You ever done stand up in Alaska, Jason?
No,
it's great.
Is it?
It's fantastic.
Good crowds.
Beautiful country.
Cold.
I went in the summer.
Beautiful.
Not so cold, and the people were so happy, and they were crazy. I love the Alaskan people. It's a different breed of person, and this is going to sound horribly sexist. This is going to sound horribly sexist, but here it goes. I'm playing this one. It's like a bar, and it's just like dude. It's just like a total sausage.
Well, there's more men than women in Alaska.
Exactly.
Way more.
It's so then like this girl came in who would any other club in America She's like a four.
Yeah.
She comes in like a supermodel.
Yep.
And you just like, it was like, and this is probably this part that's going to sound sexist. I was like so happy for this girl. I'm like, that's just got to feel great.
Old Ugly.
That's just got to feel great.
Old Ugly's getting some attention.
If there was somewhere I could move, if there was somewhere like the land of Amazons or something where a guy like me could walk into a club and all the chicks would be like, yeah, who's that short drink of water? Who's that kind of pudgy middle-aged guy? I would go just for that experience. I would go a lot.
There's places you could go.
A lot.
There are places with much more women than men on this planet.
Where?
Let's look it up.
Come on, you find that. I got everybody's. What do you got? You got the Bernie Sanders quote?
I got the exact quote. It was a house sparrow that landed on his podium, and his line was,
a house sparrow. I'm no house sparrow.
That bird is really a dove asking us for world peace.
Oh, that bird is really a dove asking us for world peace.
No, Bernie, it's not a dove.
You cannot vote for that man who's just like, that bird is really, no, it's not. It's really a house sparrow, my friend. And it just did a beautiful thing and it landed on your podium. Why don't you accept it for what, here he is, just denying reality, which is what liberals often do. And a lot of these communist people just deny reality. It's not really communism, it's socialism. That's not a bird, it's a dove. It's like, da, 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 da. College will be free, no one has to pay, the 1%, da, 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 da. And it always fails. Communism always fails.
Michael?
That's so boring. It's so boring that we still have to talk about Bernie Sanders. It always fails. It always fails.
It drives me nuts trying to explain to them that they're supporting communism.
It always fails. Now, what were you looking up? I love this. This is
where you want to move to. You want to move to Estonia.
Estonia?
Estonia.
What's that nearby? Is that like by Lithuania or something? Or Estonia? It's like one of those Eastern European countries, right?
I thought Western.
Skype is headquartered in Estonia.
Skype is?
Yes.
Awesome.
It's got the best female-to-male ratio.
Really? But like, this is going to sound horrible too. But this is what you do as a comedian. You make big sweeping generalizations, and that's where the comedy is. And now we live in a culture where big sweeping generalizations are not, they're frowned upon.
Yes.
But like, the girls that I've met from Estonia, the Eastern European, beautiful.
Yes.
Beautiful, beautiful. But you get the sense that underneath that little personality is just a chick who's gonna steamroll.
Okay, how about
just,
this?
Like, lying in wait, you know, like she's like, well, it'd be nice to meet Maddie. That would make you nice. We'll have some.
Then you marry her, and what happens?
You will clean this place. You should repaint.
Well, you could go to Latvia, Russia, Ukraine, Belarus, Armenia, Lithuania,
dude,
Zimbabwe.
We should totally go to Latvia, and I want to get a Dr. Doom mask, right? And just pretend like I'm looking for a new place to live, right? Isn't that where Dr. Doom is from?
Yeah.
In Zimbabwe?
Zimbabwe, I don't know. Yeah, Zimbabwe apparently.
That'd be fine. That would be fine.
You, dude, you would be a hot, hot thing in Zimbabwe.
I would love it. I did stand up in South Africa. And I tell you what, I had a guy who, a Zulu who said he would sponsor me to be a Zulu. Cause normally you have to have tribal scarring and stuff, but I totally want to be a member of the Zulu Nation. I think that would just be completely cool.
You're going
cool.
Full on Kevin Bacon in the air up there. I love that.
We've got the guy on our podcast. On our podcast, we have the one guy who's seen The Air Up There. Kevin Bacon movie.
And he throws it out like it's so commonplace. You're going
okay.
Full on Kevin. Like, I thought that was it, right? I thought you're just going full on Kevin Bacon, then followed with the air
I'm
up there.
You,
just like
go home when you're done listening to this podcast and Google Kevin Bacon in the air up there. And it is a majestic scene.
Does he go Zulu?
Yeah.
I want to be a Zulu. And here's the other thing. Okay, but go ahead.
Well, what happens in the movie is there's...
But he's recruiting a guy to play basketball.
He's recruiting a guy, but in order to get the guy, he has to help their team win a basketball game against another team.
Right.
And so he learns an important life lesson. In order to play on their team so they can win.
Okay. That's a horrible movie. And like, I feel like I saw it when I watched the trailer, whatever.
Okay.
I remember it now, right? But like, I want to be a Zulu. And you know what else I want to do? I don't even know if it's the Zulus who do it, but like in those, you always see the African dudes that like, they're like all in a circle and they just have the spears and they're just jumping straight up and down. Mm-hmm. I totally want to do that. I could do that for like hours.
Right.
I think that would just be like the coolest thing.
You could do it.
Give me the skirt and the spear and just like jumping and then just kill something. Right? Can you imagine how fired up you'd be after just like, it's got like, you're just like in this hypno trance and your adrenaline's going and you're all like moving as one.
And then, just don't kill an endangered lion.
Right?
I wouldn't do that.
Thing.
No, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't.
What about a regular line?
Dentist. That's got to end too. I think we did that in a real Michaeltopia on the flip side. Like that dentist guy, like these people who that's not hunting, bro. Like
they had the thing chained to a fence,
right?
Murder.
Yes,
it's full on.
And like, how do you brag about that? How do you brag about that? Like, I don't see it at all. Like I would say, like you want to hunt a deer. Like the deer population, I know in Ohio, it's really huge. Yeah. Without hunting the deer, they starve. It's bad. They go everywhere. Blah blah blah. But if you want to kill a deer, I think you have to do that with like a bow and arrow. Like we have to make this seriously. We have to make this and not some compound. My brother hunts with a compound bow, which is kind of like cheating. I think you have to go old school, like Cherokee, Choctaw, some kind of like Native American.
If you're eating it, if you're doing it for meat.
Yeah, which is what you should be doing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. It doesn't make you manly to shoot an animal. I mean, I don't know.
Okay, and the other thing that I want to do, I want to be a Kentucky colonel.
You know,
I want to be. Yes, I found this out about Kentucky colonels, like Colonel Sanders from Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yes,
it's just a club. There's no like military base to that. It's just a club
of guys who call segment on the show
who call themselves colonels. My father-in-law is a colonel, and what you need is you need two colonels to sponsor you to become a Kentucky colonel. I have one. I need one more colonel.
I'll do it. I got you.
You're not a colonel. Damn it. Right? See? So if you're listening to the show in the great state of Kentucky and you happen to be a Kentucky colonel, I need you to sponsor me because I want to be a Kentucky colonel and a member of the Zulu Nation.
We will buy and you a nice bottle of Maker's Mark.
Right?
Yeah. Kentucky bourbon.
There you go. All right. We got a little bit of time for some Michaeltopias. Okay. Let's do a couple of those. I'm going to play the theme music. I'm going to do that. I'm not afraid of this. I'm not afraid of technology. We did a couple of Michaeltopias in the beginning. We're going to do a couple more now. You know what else we're going to do? We're going to get some new Michaeltopia music. Because that was funny in an ironic way about a year ago. And I'm over it. It's time for Michaeltopia. The world is crazy. It doesn't make sense. But in Michaeltopia, it does make sense. Michaeltopia, you can find it in my mind. And today, you can find it in Jason Anarino's mind. You can find it in the mind of Andrew Apple as well. Guys, what do you have? What's your tips for Michaeltopia?
Okay, so in Michaeltopia...
I love that. You just like, Jason, you're sitting there, you're like, you don't know. I'm like, who's, boom, this guy.
I got three.
This guy right over here. Well, you waited. Andrew's like, boom, he's out of the starting gates. I love it.
Well, I'm a gentleman.
And I appreciate you, Jason. Or what was I supposed to call you, Belgium Shorts or something?
I can't remember my
rap
name.
You were P-Bay Nipple Butter or something.
No, but my original rap name was French Montana.
No, French Montana was a guy I met on the plane last night.
I want to be French Montana.
There is already a French Montana. He's a very
he's going to have to give up that name, bro.
He's a very nice guy with 2.5 million Twitter followers.
In Michaeltopia, we can consider changing your name to French Montana.
Thank you. That's all I ask.
Yes. In Michaeltopia, Bill Clinton does not get to be a superdelegate unless someone that Bernie has slept with gets to be one too.
Is Bill Clinton a superdelegate?
Yes, he is.
I cry foul.
That seems not right.
Right?
He is a superdelegate for New York.
I wonder who he'll vote for. I wonder.
I don't know. He might not vote for. He hasn't been loyal to her in the past, Michael, if you know what I mean.
Oh my gosh.
I'm so sorry that we have to go back to New York.
I accidentally.
I tell you what. I was. And then this other girl said she was running for president.
I was like, I'll check her out for a minute.
And I was like, dang, I need to vote for her.
I did not vote for that other candidate.
How much money would you give if Hillary becomes president if there was a sex scandal and she has to come out and be like, I did not have sex with that woman?
We all know she did.
I did a radio interview the other day. I did a radio interview, and the guy whose radio show, complete knucklehead. Just complete. This is like you're on some like right-wing radio show. This guy's just complete goofball.
Yep.
Right? But I'm like, I'm laughing because I just want to see how nutty. He really believes that, he honestly believed that Hillary Clinton and Yoko Ono had an affair. Like, he honestly believes that.
I think I read that somewhere.
It is completely a fallacy.
She could destroy the Beatles. She couldn't destroy the Clintons. That's a bummer.
The thing is, if you look at Yoko Ono then versus Yoko Ono now, back then, I kind of see it. Now, no.
Yeah. Yoko Ono, best gold digger of all time. That was our first episode. First episode of this show, we talked about Yoko
Ono. She's a good singer, though.
And that was our Michaeltopia. In Michaeltopia, there's no more girls named Yoko.
If I had a time machine,
right?
I'd warn Paul.
A time machine.
I'd be like,
hit
dude.
Hit me with a Michaeltopia. What do you got?
Mine is, in Michaeltopia, you will lose your driver's license if you are caught texting while driving.
Oh,
yeah.
Like a mother against drunk drivers one.
Well, I mean, twice.
How do you catch them?
Cops catch people all the time. Yeah.
Texting and driving?
In some states, how there's a law now. In New York, I think, or somewhere, you're not allowed to do that. They'll arrest you.
Yeah, and it's the same
it's
thing.
It's very dangerous.
Well.
Very dangerous.
California either.
Well, you're not supposed to do it.
No. Twice I got hit by girls texting, and then you know what they did? They said it was my fault.
You know what you need? You know what you need? You need one of those dash cams that they're selling now on the TV.
Well, I won the case, and the girl had to pay $3,000.
Well,
because you know what the judge did? He went back and looked at her text.
Yep.
She's like, yes, Monica, I can meet you at the party. I just rear-ended this guy. I'm going to blame it on him. Send.
Pretty much.
And sad face emoticon. No, crying face emoticon.
That's evidence.
That's worthy of the poop emoticon.
Yeah, the stinking pile of poop emoticon. I tried to get a dirty emoticon one, and somebody makes them.
Yep.
Somebody makes them.
Oh, yeah, you can.
But that should just be standard with your phone.
It should.
We're all grown-ups here.
Well, the kids are kids with phones, Michael.
Yeah, that's true. As I said it, I'm like, I should take that back. Here's my Michaeltopia. And Michaeltopia, there's no more of this my first day in office rhetoric. I'm sick and tired of all these candidates. On my first day, I'm going to, no, you're not. No, you're not. You're not. So stop telling me you will.
Yeah, I don't know.
On my first day, I will repeal. I will repeal?
Repeal.
And Ted Cruz is now going like, I will repeal every syllable of Obamacare. Like, really? We're down to syllables now?
On
like,
your first day?
On his first day.
Don't you want to just kind of check out the White House and see what's going on? And
ain't nothing better than repealing syllables on your first day of Mom Jean's president, man.
In Michaeltopia. People will shut up about the polar vortex. It's called winter. It's called cold. There's no polar. I never heard this my whole life. It's the polar vortex. It's the cold. Shut up with your polar vortex.
When did that become a thing?
I don't know.
I know what you're talking about, but like, it's something like I never heard until like 5 years ago.
No, but they act like, oh, Michael, it's the polar vortex.
I remember being a kid.
Polar vortex.
I remember when being a kid, and they're like, and then a cold blast is coming through. It's going to be a high of 30 today, but tomorrow it's going to be a high of 6 because we're going to get a bunch of cold air. I think that was the scientific term, a bunch of cold air.
Yeah.
But now it's a polar vortex.
Right.
It just sounds cooler.
Yeah.
You know what? You got to give it up for meteorologists. Let them have their fun.
Okay.
Let them come up with names for stuff like this. They get very, you ever see like when a big storm is coming, how excited those poor guys get? Like their job
They've been
so
waiting
boring.
Their whole life for this.
There's a 30% chance of rain tomorrow, and that might not be not good for the kids' soccer game. Make sure to pack a lunch. And all of a sudden, there's a hurricane coming. They get so excited. Yes, this is big. We've got live action 5 weatherman down there. They love that.
And then they're wrong half the time.
Yeah, but they need polar vortex. Okay. What do you got? You sound like you look like you're giving me the look like you got one more.
I got one. Okay. In Michaeltopia, if you were the person in Arizona who decided it was a good idea to take the precincts down from 200 to 60, and then you blame the voters lines for showing up, you have to resign.
Yeah,
she did resign, right, though?
No, she has not resigned. She's like, she went on MSNBC. She was all in with Chris Hayes. And
she's like,
I take responsibility for this, but I am not going to resign my position.
Well, that's good for her. You don't have to resign every time. You know, seriously, if you look at voter turnout, which evidently she didn't, you used to have 200 places you could cast a vote, and now you're down to 60?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. She can just, that's one where she just raises her hand and goes, my bad. You don't have to, that shouldn't cost you your job.
Because that's the thing, there is a follow-up, though.
Okay.
In Michaeltopia, if there are still people waiting
in
line to vote,
yes,
you're not allowed to call the election.
Because oh, yeah.
They do that all the time, though.
Yeah,
they got to stop that. I agree. That's a good Michaeltopia.
We've got 2% of the vote in. It's all over.
Trump
wait,
wins.
Wait, what? 2%? How do you? Yeah, but they were all. Look, man, let's wait for a few more.
We are projecting. Now, that was a big deal back a couple presidential elections ago where they decided to stop it because, like, I'm in California and they were like, we can call it now. We can say with certainty that, like, 2% of the vote is in. And, like, California hadn't even, like, started to vote yet.
That happened on CNN in 2008.
Yeah.
Where the moment that the polls closed, they called it for Obama, and that was what put him over the 270.
Yeah.
Then he did end up winning California, but they didn't even
really? Yeah. Obama won California. Jason, Obama won California.
I don't know how that's possible.
That's crazy talk. Are we forgetting any other news? I feel bad that we didn't talk about the Arizona polling. That's important.
Yeah.
That is. But she shouldn't have to quit. Like, who's the guy, like, in Brussels? Some guy's like, it was my fault. I was supposed to be looking at the people coming in. I didn't look at this guy good enough, and I should quit. And, the king of Brussels or the prime minister or whatever says, no, you're not allowed to quit. We're at war. We need dudes like you. You're not allowed to quit, which I thought was awesome.
Absolutely.
That is the correct answer. You can't go, oh, this job's hard. I'm out of here. No, dude, we need you. We got to figure this junk out.
Yeah.
Poor Brussels.
Yeah.
Poor Brussels.
Well,
hashtag, I feel bad for you guys, but it was not your fault. There was a guy, some jerk on.
It was ISIS. It was ISIS.
For Pete's sake, it was.
So, yeah. So the government of Brussels and all these European nations are not in any way responsible for letting thousands of ISIS type military age men into their country?
Here's who I'm not going to blame. Here's who I'm not going to blame. Anybody who's not ISIS.
Yeah.
They're leaving the borders open to have a flood of military age Islamic men into their country.
This is the whole thing. I'm not going to get
into
it right now.
They're raping their way through Europe. Literally.
Says you. Here's what I say. In the perfect society, and I think this is what the Europeans are thinking, right? I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm not going to cast a judgment on it. In a perfect society, everybody's welcome. But when you have people who are just bent on blowing themselves innocent people up, I blame them. I blame them, ultimately. And so there was a jerk on MSNBC who was like, this is really, in a way, Brussels does bear responsibility because they're making it hard for a similar... Blah, 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 blah. And I just wanted to reach through the TV and punch the guy. Like, it's ISIS.
So if I open your front door and let a wild rabid dog in and it bites your kid, you're going to blame the dog and not me for just leaving the door open and letting them in?
No. You're close. You're close to a metaphor here. But like,
you see what I'm going for.
I totally see what you're going for. And this is a subject for another day.
I don't know how comedy funny it is, really.
I go to an old Yeller thing. You got to kill the dog, but maybe it's a dog I raised from a pup and it had been bitten by a raccoon or something. And I'm like, it's going to bite my kid, but I can't do it. It's old Yeller. And whatever. You know what? In Michaeltopia, this is a great save. In Michaeltopia, there has to be sad kids movies again, right? When I was a little kid, and they would show these on Saturday afternoons, Old Yeller.
E.T. I cried my eyes out.
I tell you what, but in E.T., that kid didn't have to kill E.T. There was like...
That's true. It would have been a great movie if he had, though. Sorry, E.T.
We right? saw
There's
that
a 1%
movie.
Chance that you...
It was called Independence Day, and it was awesome.
Yeah.
But like, there was this movie called The Yearling about this kid who was raising a deer, you know? Mm-hmm. And then the deer was getting into the crops, and like, Gregory Peck was a dad. And
you're going to have to kill that.
Yeah, he hands like an 8-year-old. He gives him a shotgun. You're going to have to kill that deer.
No.
And the kid's crying. Bang,
and he shoots his dad.
He shoots the deer. And Old Yeller, the same thing. The dog gets rabies protecting the kid. And the kid, for the benefit of the dog, has my goodness. Right? Those like, and kids today. Oh, the kids can't handle it. Kids, they can't handle
it. Dude, I'm a big Steinbeck.
I remember. You know what? People, there's edited versions of Finding Nemo. In the beginning, spoiler alert, in the beginning of Finding Nemo, that barracuda kills the mom.
Yep.
And people are like, whoa, slow down, Hollywood. Like, what happened? Let's stop. In Michaeltopia, we don't coddle the kids. And every once in a while, we just throw a curveball where, you know,
show
what?
Them that life that is
little,
tough.
That little kid in the movie Up, that little Boy Scout kid, he's got to kill Ed Asner. He's going to push him out of the house.
I like it. That would be a good movie.
Let's do that. Let's make like... let's take modern movies and make them like tragic old kids movies, right? It would be the talking race car, from
Kirby
Cars.
The Love
From Cars.
Cars
has to put one in Tow Mater. He's like, hey, Tow Mater, I'll tell you what, ever since I got bit by that thing, I want to kill you. I'm going to kill everybody in this town. And the kids just have to sit there and watch Tow Mater die.
But it teaches the kids valuable lessons.
Let's do another one.
Life is ugly.
Yeah, the life is hard, and sometimes Tomater doesn't make it. What's another great one that we could make into, like, the Yearling?
I mean, the easiest one in that realm?
Yeah.
Is we just take Beauty and the Beast. Beast doesn't come back.
I never saw Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, well, they're actually doing a live-action version with Emma Watson. It's going to be very fun.
And Beast doesn't come back.
Where did Beast go?
You know where Beast went?
Where?
Beast went to the next episode of the Loftus Party.
Oh.
We had a great time. Thanks for joining us, world. In Micro-topia, Beast don't come back. We will see you next week. Thank you so much.
At Flipside Loftus on Twitter.
Woohoo!
5 stars on iTunes.